Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Waves 2025. Countdown begins for the Mega Global Media and Entertainment Summit. The participants are Sanjay Khimesara, President, Asifa India, and Gaura Dhavanlal, Anchor.
The first World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, Waves, which is a milestone event for the media and entertainment sector, will be hosted by the Government of India in Mumbai, Maharashtra. India is positioned to become a prominent hub of high-quality, cost-effective content development. And of course, our country has a lot to offer the international arena and this sector. Today, we shall be talking about this first landmark summit, which is to be held in Mumbai. Please join me in welcoming Mr. Khimesara, who is the president of the Association for International Film and Animation, or ASIFA India. Mr. Khimesara, welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me in this program.
So we want to check from you, why is this being hailed as a landmark event? What is so big? What is the milestone that people are talking about?
First of all, there is a huge surge in creators' economy across the world, and particularly because of the tradition of India. After information technology, media and entertainment looks like another way where India could position itself as the leader in the sector. So that is how this creators' economy is required to be boosted, and government of India, particularly Prime Minister, thought that a event of the magnitude of Davos, which is held in Switzerland every year, should be taken up in India. And that is where the foundation of Waves took place in 2019. So after that, there were a lot of deliberations. And like within Waves, there were four pillars identified. One was animation, visual effects, gaming, comics, and XR, which is AR and VR. Second pillar was digital media. Third pillar was films. And fourth is traditional media, which includes television, radio, and news media. So all these four pillars contributes to the media and entertainment sector in particular. And to encourage the creators across the country and to boost all the aspects of these sectors, this way summit has been positioned.
Right.
Now, since this industry is already on a surge, and over last 2 or 3 decades, if you see, this has become a sunrise sector. So government is positioning this to boost Indian content creators also.
Right. So when we look at this summit, of course, it has lots of exciting things happening. But I think one of the major things which is exciting young filmmakers and young content creators is that an opportunity to network, to meet venture capitalists, to see what else is happening within the country and what are the possibilities. So that is the primary area.
If you ask me, there are numerous aspects of this event. Prime Minister is going to address a roundtable also, which is of CEOs from across the world. Then there'll be a global media dialogue which will take place. There is already a Create in India challenge with 32 organizations who are like trying to reach out to people from across India. And 2.5 lakh people have registered in that Create in India movement. And out of that 2.5 lakh, already 90,000 people have submitted their work in different genre related to all the four pillars which I mentioned. So the Waves Awards will also take place basis the winners of all these 32 different challenges. So there's a Creatosphere which is coming up. Then there'll be an accelerator which will be talking about startups, how to showcase them and how to help them in funding and further acceleration. There'll be a Waves Bazaar which will talk about how to engage between various buyers and sellers, how to collaborate and network. Then there is a Waves Pavilion and a gaming arena and exhibition area, which will showcase the growth which is happening in India in all these four pillars. Then there is a Thought Leaders Track. Thought Leaders Track will have a lot of plenary sessions, knowledge sessions, conferences. And so all these constituents of Waves will combine And because there are thousands of experts who are coming from international market also, that will make it a global phenomena. So already, as I told, that like odd people are only registered and submitted their work in Creating India Challenges. So you can even assess the magnitude of this activity.
So registration has not yet closed because, you know, through this medium, we will be reaching a lot of people who could be interested. So who all can participate, visit, or just explore the different sessions and the different exhibits?
Anyone who is related to all the four pillars of media, as well as the entertainment sector, right from a student to a professional to an amateur, somebody who is into social media, somebody into OTT, somebody who is an online creator, who is working on some application, somebody related to television, news, radio, like film and documentaries, even all the area and facets of animation, visual effects, gaming, comics, AR, VR, then e-sports, generative AI, and even traditional mediums, including comics and all have been covered. So all the stakeholders related to these sectors can definitely look towards joining this summit. And since this is a kind of movement which has just kick-started from this year, this will continue for years and this will boost the talent which India has. And it will not just serve as a platform, it will also be able to take Indian creators to next level.
Absolutely. Mr. Kimisara, you know, you said you've been involved right from the beginning of when people were talking of can we conceptualize such an event. So just take us a little back into the past and share with us what went into designing this and saying why did we need it? What was the importance?
Primarily in January 2019, when there was an inauguration of National Museum of Indian Cinema in Mumbai, that time Prime Minister told that let us start with one summit where we can have global people, which is no less than Davos, and where we can have India positioning itself as a soft power in the world, particularly for media and entertainment. So that is how this all started. And then it was conceptualized and that entire machinery has been working towards it. In July last year, this was formally announced during a curtain raiser. And from there onwards, there were 25 initial Create in India challenges launched. And it was further to a lot of other challenges. So last challenge, which was announced in April itself, was 32nd challenge. So it is continuously getting momentum. So animation, visual effects, gaming, comics is a technical side. Film industry, it is the front end of entertainment. Gaming as such is happening. And then there are traditional mediums, which includes news medium, like print media, television, radio. So each and every aspect was covered and the associations who are involved in all these areas. So through public-private partnership, this initiative has been boosted and Create in India, particularly just like Make in India, has become a real game changer for this particular summit.
So when we look at the global arena and the global ecosystem of the media entertainment industry, so when we talk of the ecosystem from the pre-production work to the post-production and of course before that content creation, ideation, what are some strengths that India actually can really take forward to the rest of the world?
India has already becoming hub of a lot of initiatives in these areas. Like right from pre-production, if you see, like the pipeline in all these areas, like one of the key component which comes from Indian heritage, like right from Mahabharata and Ramayana. Even if you see, there are everywhere in temples, even there are caves like Bhimbetka, where all these things were scripted in form of various different artistries. Since that culture is already there, This is becoming one of the key aspects, and India is already doing that in terms of like 70% of the work in animation, visual effects, gaming and comic is happening as a service work from India to other countries, like particularly if we talk about post-production. Like some of the studios in India have already been part of almost 10 Oscar-winning projects in visual effects, editing, cinematography-related stuff. So almost 7 out of 10 films which are shortlisted for Oscars, they have something to do with Indian artists already. And this trend is growing, and it is that the collaborations are happening nowadays, and Indian artists are working across the globe. If you see any part of the world, you'll find that the key people over there. Like for example, I'll tell you that we are managing a challenge called Awards of Excellence. In this challenge, we have 5 jury members, out of which 3 jury are international. So you can already see that there is a huge mark, which even from, if you see from animation, visual effects, gaming, comics perspective, so right from Disney to DreamWorks to all such companies, if you see Digital Domain or you look at any company, ILM is there. All of them are having direct or indirect relations with India. And most of the studios have already set up their operations in India.
You earlier said, Mr. Kimisara, that there's a trend. And when you look at our domestic job market in terms of job creation, the media industry is something that engages so many people in so many talented little fora, little areas. And young people are really keen. Now, do you think we have enough institutes and institutions to cater to young people wanting training so that we put in an equipped force? So do we have our backward linkages in place for us to actually take this uprise?
It's already happening, but not in a very organized format. This industry has 3 aspects. Particularly for employability. One is directly getting into these kind of organizations who use these areas as the application. Second is you become a freelancer. And third is that you become self-employed, start something as a startup or become an entrepreneur. So all these 3 things are possible. Plus, apart from that, 4th thing which is already happening is this has become a gig economy. So why this is particularly beneficial for youngsters is they can learn through any institution, they can use YouTube, they can utilize a lot of other possible mediums. So today, there is no dearth of opportunities available, but skilling definitely, if you see, real phenomena is happening in tier 2, tier 3 only who are driving this industry. And skilling, definitely, there is a lot which can be done to bridge the gaps between industry and academia. Because if you see, animation visual effects is an artistic area.
Absolutely.
So there is a definite need which even government has addressed. Like there is one institute which is coming up called Indian Institute of Creative Technologies, which is conceptualized by government, and National Film Development Corporation is taking the lead to set it up in Mumbai right now. So that will help as a hub and spoke model in future. So you will surely see in another year's time that across India, in particularly tier 2 and tier 3 cities, where there's a potential, there'll be a streamlining that government gets into this and makes this entire skilling space more
organized
and
right.
Directly beneficial for the youngsters.
Right, absolutely. In fact, as you said earlier, there's no looking back. There's a lot of interest for the first waves 2025, a lot of expectations and anticipation. So wishing the event all the best. We thank you for your participation in our program.
Thank you so much for having me.
You were listening to a discussion on Waves 2025. Countdown begins for the Mega Global Media and Entertainment Summit. The participants were Sanjay Kimisara, President, ASIFA, India, and Gaura Dhawan Lal, Anchor.
Spotlight.